How disappointed are you that as you look at the top of the Labour Party, you have obviously a man as leader, deputy leader, shadow chancellor, shadow home secretary, shadow foreign secretary? Jobs for the boys, Mr. Benn.
Well, two of those posts, of course, they haven't been appointed by Jeremy. They've been elected by Labour Party members, and they've chosen Jeremy as leader and Tom
Watson. Doesn't that make it even more important to get one of the very able Labour women in a top post, wouldn't you argue?
Well, the second point I'd make, Nick, is it all depends on your definition of what is a top post. Now, I think the future education of our children is absolutely fundamental to our success, our economic future as a country. Lucy Powell is going to be doing that. We've got Heidi Alexander, health. Big issue, protecting the National Health Service. And, of course, Angela Regal, as well as being the Shadow Business Secretary, is going to be the Shadow First Secretary of State. So when the Prime Minister is not doing PMQs, it will be Angela who is leading for us. And I'll tell you one other thing. Jeremy has said that the Shadow Cabinet will be made up of half the members will be women. We have never, ever had that before in British politics, and that will be a step forward. And I welcome that.
As Foreign Secretary, obviously Europe will come under your view. I understand that Jeremy Corbyn is not a fan of Europe. Does that cause tensions between you and him, perhaps?
We're very clear as the Labour Party, Jeremy, myself, and all of us, that Britain's place must remain in Europe. Yes, there are things that we want to see changed. We want to ensure that the workers' rights that we've gained in Britain, the fact that everyone has a legal right to paid holidays is thanks to the European Union. But when it comes to the referendum, we will be campaigning, and Jeremy has made this very clear, we'll be campaigning for Britain to remain in the European Union because it's about jobs, security, investment and influence in the world. And the fundamental choice we will face as a country in that referendum is, are we going to be inward-looking or outward-facing? And you look around the world at the challenges we've got, the refugee crisis, climate change, and this is the century in which nations have got to cooperate together. We cannot isolate ourselves, as Nigel Farage and some of the Conservatives want to do. We've got to work in partnership with other countries, and being part of the European Union is absolutely fundamental to that. We'll be campaigning for Britain to stay in.
And where do you stand on joint sovereignty of the Falkland Islands, Mr. Benn?
The people of the Falkland Islands have made it very clear they are British, they want to remain British, and that's exactly what we will support.
And Mr. Corbyn will do likewise?
Well, he's expressed views in the past, but I'm very clear. I've accepted the job of Shadow Foreign Secretary, and it's our responsibility to support Jeremy as our new leader. I'm absolutely clear that we will support the Falkland Islanders in their clear, settled determination to remain British.
Why is he so grumpy, lastly, Mr. Benn? 2.5 minutes being accompanied, not even pursued by journalists from Sky News, and he refused to talk until he called out to a passing police car. It's not a way to get a relationship off to a good start, is it, Mr. Benn? You'd never behave like that. You'd at least be courteous and say, look, I have nothing to say. Can you come back tomorrow? Like your dear old dad, you'd be like that, wouldn't you, Mr. Benn?
To be perfectly honest, I haven't seen what you're referring to.
It's called the Walk of Silence.
Jeremy's had a lot on his plate over the last 24 hours.
You've all got a lot on your plate, you blokes, but you know how to be courteous and say, give me a call tomorrow, lads, and do it like that, don't you, Mr. Benn?
Well, I'm sure you're going to get plenty of opportunity to talk to Jeremy about where the Labour Party is going in the future and the challenges that face the country. A little bit of patience and I'm sure it'll all be fine.